This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. It seems that every generation thinks they're better than the next, right? And this, hey, you kids get off my lawn attitude has been particularly tough on millennials. They've been called entitled, lazy, self-involved. But these are also young people who came of age during a recession. And new research indicates that makes you less narcissistic. Emily Bianchi co-authored the study. She's an assistant professor at Emory University's Guazzetta School of Business. Hi, Emily. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And so your research found that the economy affected how narcissistic people are and that they're less narcissistic when they've come of age in a recession or in tougher economic times. So what are the hallmarks of narcissism? How did you gauge them?
Hallmarks of narcissism are, you know, lack of empathy, a sense that one is better than other people around them, a kind of a heightened sense of self-importance, even a willingness to exploit other people to achieve one's own gains. And there's been a large body of research in social psychology suggesting, as well as clinical psychology, suggesting that, you know, narcissism has very important implications for both behavior at work and for people's interpersonal relationships.
How does narcissism manifest itself in the workplace?
In the workplace, it can kind of be viewed as a double-edged sword. On the one hand, narcissists tend to be very charming. People tend to be drawn to them. They tend to be very charismatic. They tend to be inspiring leaders. On the other hand, they tend to be very difficult to work for. They tend to take credit for anything that goes well and tend to assign blame for anything that goes poorly. They don't tend to make terrific mentors, and people often feel sort of out on their own when they are working for a narcissist.
How do tough economic times then dampen those tendencies, those narcissistic tendencies?
You know, we don't know a whole lot about where narcissism comes from. But what we do know seems to suggest that narcissism is tempered by adversity and, to some extent, by failure. Children now aren't allowed to kind of experience failure in the same way that used to be permitted. And the idea here is that, you know, narcissism is cultivated by, you know, allowing egos to expand unchecked by adversity and by humbling setbacks or failures. To the extent that that's true, there's no question that coming of age and first looking for a job poses a substantial amount of adversity. We've all heard stories over the last few years of people who've earned college degrees and were forced to move back home with their parents because they couldn't support themselves financially.
Well, I'm thinking this isn't all that surprising, right? It seems to make sense that if you suffer a bit, it makes you more empathetic than, say, the kids who were born or who came of age during the 80s and 90s, the boom years. Are you surprised?
Yes and no. Certainly it is in line with this idea that adversity kind of promotes empathy and promotes an understanding that maybe one isn't as important or special as one might have thought. On the other hand, the narrative seems to still be that this is, you know, the most narcissistic generation in history. And so it doesn't seem to reflect the fact that, you know, they've been through a tremendously humbling several years.
So let's assume your findings are right. What does this say about this millennial generation and their future behavior in the workplace? Are we going to have fewer charismatic leaders but more empathetic ones?
Perhaps. You know, I mean, time will tell how this emerges with the millennial generation, but I think it does point to a potential silver lining in what is otherwise clearly a very dark cloud, right? So we know that their careers have been infected or likely to be affected in all sorts of negative ways. But I think most people would probably be pleased to hear that this might temper narcissism in the workplace.
Well, why do you think millennials get such a bad rap? Because in my experience, I've worked with all different kinds of people from this generation. And it's a huge generation. It's very diverse.
So I think there are a couple of reasons. First, this belief preceded the Great Recession. So a very famous and widely cited meta-analysis on narcissism came out in early 2008 before the economy really tanked and showed that narcissism had increased since the early 1980s. And to some extent, older adults have always thought of younger adults as sort of self-absorbed brutes, if you will. For instance, Socrates said, "Children today are tyrants. They contradict their parents, gobble their food, and tyrannize their teachers."
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, the older generation always resents the youth of the younger one.
It is. So I think that's part of this story. And I also think, and one thing, there's a lot of debate around narcissism and whether it hasn't increased. But I think one thing that most social psychologists agree on is that narcissism decreases with age. And one reason is because young adulthood is by design, or maybe not by design, but how it works out, is a very self-absorbed phase of life, because this is a time when people, you know, are leaving their families of origin, are trying to determine who they're going to be personally or professionally. They are yet to have, in most cases, their own families and to be responsible for caring for children and being part of, you know, an adult in a family unit. So it, in some sense, it's not surprising that people are more self-absorbed at this stage of life than they tend to be later.
Emily Bianchi is a professor at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.